Morning, Betty.
Are we hooked in?
Hi, sir.
Monty?
It was too late when I saw that you called last night, Nancy.
That's all right. Not a problem.
You want me to call you afterwards?
I don't have time because I have PT, and after the call, I need to do my exercises first. If you want, I can call you after PT.
Okay.
When are you going to be home?
I think I'll still be inside the house. I've got to go out and do some stuff up.
Okay. Well, guys, I'm doing the call today. I don't know if this would be a continuing thing, but I thought I would try it. So,
thank you. Because I was thinking, I'm a little unprepared.
Okay. Well, I have several things here that have kind of piled up, which was one of the reasons I thought that I would give it a whirl. Anybody have any questions, thoughts, or concerns before I dive in?
No, I got my notepad ready.
Oh, my.
Good that you're doing it, Nancy.
Well, I decided to give it a whirl as I left the voicemail for Shar yesterday. I said, I hope I don't fall back to sleep like I did yesterday and woke up at 9:30. Morning, I did get up. So, anyone have anything?
Well, you add a dimension that nobody else adds, Nancy, so that's why I always love having you on the call.
I appreciate those kind words. Thank you. One thing that from the People's Pharmacy that hit me, it's a recent one that I cut out. I started using the Crystal deodorant. Mine has got to be well over a year already, and I bought it for my whole family. What I bought for them turned out to be a different brand than the one that I had bought. When I bought mine, it was, they were both on Vitacost, but different ones were available. And the title of this from the People's Pharmacy, which is the Graydon's, Aluminum, a Surprise in Crystal Deodorant. And I thought, whoa. Question, I relied on a natural crystal deodorant for years with the understanding that they were safer than the usual antiperspirant. I was under the impression that they were free of aluminum. When I checked the label, it said potassium aluminum. Does that mean aluminum? Their answer is yes. Meanwhile, I checked mine. Mine does not have that.
It's arrived.
The ones I bought for my family do have potassium, A-L-U-M. Potassium, A-L-U-M, is hydrated potassium aluminum sulfate used in the purification of drinking water to get particles to precipitate out. Styptic pencils contain alum to stop bleeding from minor cuts. Alum also is used in most crystal deodorants. Question of aluminum toxicity has been controversial for decades. Review the evidence in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease concluded the hypothesis that AL, which is aluminum, that's the chemical abbreviation, significantly contributes to AD, Alzheimer's disease. It's built a very solid experimental evidence and should not be dismissed. Immediate steps should be taken to lessen human exposure to AL, which may be the single most aggravating and avoidable factor related to AD. That was pretty scary. And when I looked last night on the ones that I got from Marty and the kids, it has alum potassium alum in it. That is really annoying. And it's
okay, what's the brand on that one? Are you getting
a look? And it's interesting because on the outside of the thing, it says everything is natural, da-da-da-da-da-da. Mine, in a thing that's like a, for lack of a better comparison, a lipstick kind of tube, but it's that way. And you just screw on the top to keep it, protected. The ones that I bought for everybody else, maybe a month or so later, is like a cube. And the one that they have, I believe, is L-A with a long A over it, F-E-S. Natural 99%, it says, on the container. The wrapping that's on it, because I have three extra ones here. Effective, natural, they say. One percent of our profits go to support breast cancer awareness and prevention. That's nice. Ingredients. Potassium alum. And in parentheses, natural mineral salt.
know what yours is, because it just says Crystal on it in big letters, too, doesn't it?
For I don't have the wrapping anymore. I have the, the thing that screws on. Yes, mine is Amazing Pure and Natural Crystal Deodorant Stone.
That's the only one I've ever had, and mine lasts forever.
This one was not available when I bought the other ones.
I wonder if you could send those other ones back just to make a statement that you haven't even got opened and say, research shows.
This one, interestingly, mine says ingredients, mineral salt, and then underneath it in smaller letters contains no aluminum chlorhydrate. Doesn't say anything about alum or potassium, but I'm assuming that they can still put something in here that's a minuscule amount.
So those also come in two sizes, Nancy. There's a smaller one for travel. It's really handy.
Oh, really? This one?
Yeah, because the one you've got, I'm sure, is like mine. It's a big one.
I'm trying to see just how big it is on here.
It's like an inch and a half, 2 inches around.
Net weight, 2.125 ounces.
Yeah, that's a big one. The little one is about a third that size or less.
Yeah.
And it fits really nice into a travel case, compared to the big one.
Yeah, well, I mean, mine compared to what I bought for everybody else is small. And the new ones that I have here are smaller than the ones I bought for everybody else. They have a little blue coaster kind of thing they sit into. You try to do something healthy and kind of get screwed.
Well, and sometimes there's more research that comes out later, on it, or it becomes public.
Well, we've heard about aluminum with Alzheimer's for years, or at least
we've talked about it, but, it doesn't mean that it's always clearly spelled out, as what you just found and stated, because I've never seen anything like that in print to read, and that's the value of what we're doing. With more eyes scouring for that stuff, naturally we're going to see more of it.
Well, it was just an eye-opener for me, and I know that with Vitacost you can send stuff back. I've had it for a while, but
I wonder, under the circumstances, you could probably, as fast a typer as you are, you could type them just a note and say, this is what I've discovered. Am I eligible to return it? Because I don't want to be, obviously, I'm not going to use it, and I don't want to pass it on to somebody else.
Sure.
And if they send it back, it'll just mean that that place goes out of business faster or they change it.
Well, and that's another thing. I would like the information. Do you have something? I started yesterday looking online. The kids are leaving Sunday for their big trip to Asia, and they need a really good sunscreen, and I have told both of them, as well as the rest of my kids, to look for something with zinc or titanium because of all the chemicals that are in regular sunscreens. And so I looked online, and it took me a long time to finally zero, and I was on Vitacost as well as other, and I discovered that even though they say they have zinc oxide in it or titanium, whatever, they also have a bunch of, at least half a dozen, sometimes more, of other chemicals that I don't know what they are. And I'm thinking, I saw this on Oz and the docs, that you should look for zinc oxide or zinc and titanium, but they have this other crap in there too.
Okay, did you go to EWG? EWG is an extensive listing of skincare as well as the suntan stuff.
Well, interestingly, EWG, on several of them, they said that EWG supports this. And I thought, but
were the wrong chemicals in it? Were the wrong factors in it?
I don't know what they were.
Can't
pronounce.
I think if they've okayed it, they're one of the most thorough, one of the most thorough ones for breaking that stuff down.
Yeah. You think that what you're reading is truthful, but, I'm talking about like on Vitacost where they say this one has been endorsed by EWG. I don't know if they can say that. Oz keeps saying now at the end of each of his programs, if you get an email from me or da-da-da, it's not me. So who knows if they get away with this until they're caught? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't either.
Interesting, but AWG is another, you're right, I didn't think of looking right on their site. So, anyway.
Well, they only do a few, they don't do a wide assortment of things. And so that's another reason I think that they're probably pretty thorough.
Mm-hmm.
They're fundraisers. They're not taking political money for any of it. So another reason.
Another. Here we go with toothpaste. Look for toothpaste without additive. And this is another People's Pharmacy. Suffered for years from chronic canker sores. Read about SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate, in toothpaste that can trigger this painful problem. How do I find toothpaste without SLS? Answer. Some readers report that Biotene, Biotene, toothpaste is SLS-free, helps reduce canker sores. Toms of Maine, which I've heard of, Rembrandt, Sensodyne, Pronamel, toothpaste also are devoid of SLS. So FYI, there are healthy drugs.
Doesn't say Jason on there. I'll have to double check mine. I try and stay away from anything that's got lauryl sulfate.
Yeah.
Lauryl sodium, or sodium lauryl sulfate, I think I'll get it right. because it's detrimental, and we know that, and that's why I finally just collected, I think, the last ingredient I need to put together some of my own formulations right off the internet that are just using herbals.
Mm-hmm.
Not toothpaste, but, you know, skin things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'll let you know when I've done that, but I've got a daughter-in-law that's been doing that for years,
mm-hmm.
putting her own lotions together, and she's got a much more hectic life than I do.
Sure.
Hey, Nancy, back to your sunscreen thing. I have been using the coconut oil before I go out into the sun,
uh-huh.
and it has been spectacular for me.
It's
coconut oil.
Just coconut oil?
Yep.
Wow. Well, I called Jamie yesterday. I said, I just spent at least 45 minutes online looking for sunscreen for you. I said, and I don't know what to tell you to do. He said, Mom, I don't think using something for 3 weeks is going to kill us. And he's probably true and probably accurate. And at this point, I can't see him taking a jar of coconut oil, but that's good to know for use at home.
Yes,
yes.
It's great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. I don't know if anybody has problems with acne, but Listerine, another People's Pharmacy, they wrote in that they used it on their face and it cleared up.
Clinton Morse.
Has arrived.
Put it on with amber Listerine with a cotton ball, dabbing gently on the areas needed. Their answer, we love hearing about home remedies that work. Quite a few people have found that old-fashioned Listerine can help clear up acne, though we do not know quite why. Who knows? Who cares why? As long as it works, then it's not a bad, there's alcohol in there, too. Another People's Pharmacy. Little sodium can be good for some of us. Now, this one was interesting. And the print got smaller on this one for some reason. I happened across a study showing that low-sodium diets don't offer benefits to people who aren't otherwise at risk for heart disease. I can't imagine that there are many people in the United States who are on low-sodium diets and really don't get enough sodium anyway. I realized that I've been religiously following a low-sodium diet for years since it was advised for the general population. I've completely lost my taste for salt and avoid it whenever possible. Sounds like me. But I am not at risk for heart disease. I wondered what would happen if I changed. So just for the heck of it, I began adding some sea salt to my food. Sea salt tastes really good. After a while, I noticed something odd. I had suffered screamingly painful leg cramps at night for years, as long as I had been avoiding salt. But they disappeared. Coincidence? I think not. Answer. Sodium has long been vilified by public health officials. An 8-year study in the Journal of AMA, American Medical Association, showed, however, that people consuming the least sodium in their diets had the highest mortality. Another study found that low sodium intake was linked to an increase in stress hormones, adrenaline, renin, and aldosterone, which might have a negative impact on cardiovascular health. Those who are salt sensitive or have heart disease may indeed benefit from a low salt diet. Someone like you, though, may discover that too little sodium can sometimes have negative consequences. Many readers report that pickle juice or yellow mustard, both high in sodium, can help relieve muscle cramps. Those are two new ones I never heard of.
I would use real salt.
Me too.
But it's interesting. I mean, I can't imagine that there are really that many people in this country. You would have to eat absolutely zero processed food, which I don't know that most people, I don't know. Anyway, that was another interesting one for me. Six things you need to know about belly fat. Number one, crash diets don't work. Gee, how important is that? Number two, there are two evil types of belly fat, and this one I'm going to read. Abdominal fat is a killer. We know that. First, it kills your self-esteem, but it's not satisfied until it literally kills you. That's right. Abdominal fat is one of the single biggest indicators of dangerous disease and early death among women. I don't know why men aren't included. We usually think of abdominal fat as the flabby excess fat just below the skin, but it also accumulates around the intestines, and that fat is virtually impossible to get rid of. That's one of the major reasons why thousands of women are trying Mangodrin. It's helped them lose up to 28 pounds and 6.7 inches from their waist in 10 weeks. I mean, anybody who has watched Oz over the years has seen the omentum and what happens when you have that belly fat, how ugly it looks in the omentum. You can crunch it away. It's a myth. You can't. Don't trust the scale. The number on the scale doesn't define you. In fact, if you trade muscle for fat, your weight isn't likely to decrease. Gee, does that mean like the scale is only a number? A true gauge of success will be your clothes fitting a lot better. Add a sensible diet and exercise plan you can follow, and supplements like Mangodrin, whatever that is, this is obviously an ad for that get you focused on more important things than the number on the scale. Apple, pear, or hourglass? What shape are you? What shape do you want to be? While fruit is great to eat, it's well known that men prefer the timeless beauty of the hourglass all day, every day. But standing between most women and the hourglass is abdominal fat. Getting rid of belly fat and getting back to your inner hourglass is why Mangodrin was developed. And number six, you can't do it alone. That's why these calls are so vital. It takes a village. This expression is not an accident. We all need help to take on something like abdominal fat. So interesting points brought up that we kind of forget about sometimes. There was an article in our Sunday newspaper this week, and it's from the Chicago Trib. I don't know if any of you had it. It was in our front section, interestingly. Don't know if any of you had it in your paper also, the title of which, and debate intensifies over antibiotic use on U.S. livestock. I know that this is a vegan phone call. However, some people who are on it or who listen either occasionally eat animal or certainly have family members. And so bringing this article to light, I think, is really important right now. I'd like to go through some of the things here that I've highlighted from the article. And it starts out with a guy. While Sam Spitz's friends were loading up on pizza for lunch, the Whitney Young high school sophomore was having a chicken Caesar salad. He was in training for a big sophomore baseball season after having pitched on the school's varsity team as a freshman because he wanted to make the healthy choice. Soon he was not so sure he'd chosen wisely. Severe gastric distress kept him in the bathroom for hours, and eventually he started losing blood. This is from his chicken Caesar salad. After multiple trips to the ER, he learned he'd been infected with an antibiotic-resistant strain of Campylobacter, a pathogen that most commonly linked to poultry. Blames the salad, as the chicken Caesar was his only source of poultry that week. 1 month, 30 pounds, and several failed antibiotics later, he had lost his baseball season along with much of his confidence, also lost a lot of faith in the miracle drug of the 20th century, antibiotics. I was 15 and I never had pitched in high, and I never pitched in high school again. He said he's now 22. Spent the entire off season training, and I was stronger than I'd ever been. I thought I was invincible, but I watched myself and my baseball career wither away. I thought antibiotics were supposed to work, but they didn't, and that was terrifying. Concern has been intensifying in recent years over the use of antibiotics in agriculture, which World Health authorities agree contributes to the development of drug-resistant bacteria. These so-called superbugs infect hundreds of thousands and kill tens of thousands of Americans each year, according to the CDC. Legislation before Congress would rein in the use of medically important antibiotics on healthy livestock through mandatory restrictions, as well as public disclosure of how antibiotics are used on animals and in what quantity. But such efforts face resistance from the meat industry, surprise, surprise, and the U.S. FDA says the issue is better handled through voluntary guidelines it hopes to finalize this year, including more veterinary oversights. Critics doubt that the voluntary approach would decrease use and say the current lack of transparency would prevent anyone from knowing whether it did, an issue also noted by the Government Accountability Office. Health authorities say antibiotics should be used sparingly because any bacteria that can survive the drug will multiply, increasing the strain's overall resistance. The CDC calls antibiotic resistance one of the nation's most serious health threats. Resistance often emerges in the healthcare setting where antibiotics and antimicrobials are commonly used, but these drugs are used on the farm, and a number of foodborne pathogens like Salmonella are becoming increasingly resistant to antimicrobials that are important for human health. The EWG, Environmental Working Group, reported last month that 69% of pork chop and 81% of ground turkey sampled 2011 were contaminated with antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Turkey raised without antibiotics, including organic turkey, carries fewer such pathogens, according to Consumers Union, the advocacy arm of Consumers Report. About 80% of all antibiotics sold by weight in the U.S. in 2011 were used on livestock.
Wow.
80%. Wow. That year, 7.3 million pounds of antibiotics were used to treat humans compared with, you ready for this one? That was 7.3 million for humans, 29.9 million pounds sold for meat and poultry production. That is a disgrace.
Oh,
all parties in the antibiotic debate agree that it makes sense to treat sick animals with appropriate antibiotics, and nearly all say that using antibiotics just to make animals grow faster, a practice long banned in the European Union, is, as the FDA puts it, injudicious. I have an underline. I can't read where the underlining means. Anyway, the FDA says it's horrible. If the FDA's voluntary guidance is finalized this year, livestock producers will be asked to stop using antibiotics solely to fuel growth starting sometime in 2016. This is 2013, right? Antibiotics still could be given to animals to control and prevent disease, but licensed vets would oversee the process. Critics say the strategy is too weak, noting that many antibiotics are marketed for growth promotion as well as disease prevention. Environmental and consumer groups fear that animals will remain on the steady diet of antibiotics if for different stated reasons, of course.
Was that 29.9 million pounds sold for animal use?
Yes, animals.
Okay.
Meat and poultry production.
Okay, meat and poultry. Okay, thank you.
Production, not health, production.
Right.
Yes.
Anyway, you can fax me that.
I'll make a copy of it and see if I can. I'll get your fax number when I'm finished with this, okay? Critics say the strategy is too weak, noting that antibiotics are marketed for growth promotion as well as diseases that interfere with the animal. Okay. The first problem is that it is voluntary. As far as we are concerned, the FDA has tried a voluntary approach on this for almost 40 years, and it hasn't worked. This is a lawyer for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Second problem is that it leaves a giant loophole for so-called preventive uses. Licensed vets will need to play a key role in making sure these drugs are used appropriately. They must be getting, I just realized, they're getting these drugs from vets, right? I mean, they can't just go to the drugstore and get it.
They're getting them from where? They're getting them from where?
I guess from a veterinarian. That must be.
Or farm supply stores.
Oh, farm supply stores and actually have them there that you don't need a script?
Yeah, I would think. I don't know.
Interesting. A bill from Democratic Republican Louise Slaughter of New York, a microbiologist, would take a stricter approach, aiming to preserve the effectiveness of medically important drugs by limiting their use in animal agriculture. But that effort does not have the support of the FDA or the major players in livestock and pharmaceutical industries. Gee, how shocking. Antibiotic resistance is a very complex topic. Says somebody from the National Pork Producer Council's chief vet. And so what might be appropriate for one bacteria in one type of animal might not be appropriate for another. So the idea of legislating this with a broad-based ban doesn't seem appropriate. Feeding growth with antibiotics allows animals to eat less food, oh, this is a good one, over a lifetime, leaving more corn available for the production of renewable fuels and less manure for the producer to manage. Isn't that disgusting?
Nancy, that's an incredible article. I would like to be able to pass that around in the community here, too. So if it works out that you're able to fax it, I'm wondering if it's printed someplace on the Internet also.
Well, it came out of the Chicago Trib, so we had it in Sunday's newspaper. The title, again, was Debate Intensifies Over Antibiotic Use on U.S. Livestock. The author's name is Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, Eng. So if you try the name of our newspaper is The Plain Dealer. Go to cleveland.com, breaking news, The Plain Dealer is the newspaper. And if you can come up with the article, fine. If you have trouble finding it, you know, I can try and fax it to you also, Char. I'm almost at the end, but let me just get where I was.
Okay. Thank you.
It also says its research has found a negligible direct risk to humans from antibiotic resistance linked to agricultural uses. Sure. Two other bills in the House and Senate would require the FDA to make public the data it collects on how the drugs are marketed and used on animals, as well as require the agency to collect more information that could indicate, for example, whether the drugs are better used to compensate for unhealthy living conditions. Flynn said the agency is exploring its own, quote, approaches for enhanced data collection, end of quote, with the goal of having some baseline data before the voluntary guidance goes into effect. In addition to legislation, some advocacy groups have launched legal challenges. National Resources Defense Council successfully sued last year to compel the FDA to follow up on its own 1977 findings that non-therapeutic use of penicillin and some tetracyclines was leading to antibiotic resistance and should be stopped. The FDA has appealed. 1977. End of article.
Oh, my.
I know. So I read this and, oh my gosh, I got to share this information.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I will copy it, and it should copy, you know, my notes are, I mean, some of, like, right, my last paragraph where she's, where it says the FDA has appealed, I wrote in big letters, sure, with three exclamation marks. It's underlined, hopefully that won't detract from reading it, but it's just despicable what they're doing to our food supply. That's all I have for now, guys. We're at the bottom of the hour anyway, and I hope this was something was beneficial and maybe got your dander up like mine is.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Onita, I think I may have your fax number someplace. Let me just look. Yeah, 283-2959.
Sure you've got mine.
Say, I'm going to give you the office number because they're coming to do something with our phone, and they're switching us over to U-verse, and I'm not sure if my fax is going to work on that when they get that done.
Okay.
I'll plan for it.
Okay.
Send it to 316-283-7682.
You blocked out after 283.
7382.
6283-7382, okay. 316-283-7382. Okay. Okay, I will, it may not be until maybe this afternoon.
That'd be fine. They're coming sometime today to switch this phone service over, and that's why I'm not sure if that's, I've had some notes I've been looking at online that people saying that that doesn't work too well on the fax with the U-verse, so.
I
figured
okay.
That would, sure, I get it anyway.
Yeah, okay. Okay, anybody else have any final thoughts or questions?
Great information.
Oh, well, very information.
Yeah, thanks.
I was going to say scary information.
It is.
Yes.
It's just, Murray sent me a link last week on something with food, and he, you know, it's getting to him even, I think, finally, which is nice. So, all right, guys. Well, this was fun. It's a beautiful day here. I hope that you get out and get some sunshine and put some coconut oil on. And hopefully keep yourself healthy and make it a healthy day.
Thanks for the delivery, Nancy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, Nancy. Great hearing you again.
Thanks.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you. Have a great one, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nancy. Good to hear you.
Thanks, Monday.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information. Mm-hmm.